Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry, I played too much of that for you. Things are messed up over here.
Only a test.
Yeah.
That's your fracking earthquake warning right
That's your frickin' fracking stuff, exactly. All right. Wichita wanted to hear that, right? Okay, well,
yeah.
You heard too much of that. I just screwed something else in the computer because I got talking off the air. But we're back. Gary Mankey's going to phone the program. Speaking of Wichita, he's going to be at the is he calling here? Okay. He's going to be at the Looney Bin on Sunday night with some friends of his. And we'll see. You putting him on hold now?
No, I got him here.
You fluffing Manker?
He's ready.
Gary Mankey. Hey, Gary. What's up, bud?
Well, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
How are you?
What'd you do? For 9, 10, 12 months, man.
Yeah,
were you in Kearney? Were you somewhere else?
Well, I've been lots of places.
Okay.
And we'll get to everything I've done.
Okay. Okay. You lead the conversation. Go ahead.
No. I got my first job.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh, a year off, I'm only a thousandaire.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that because obviously comedy went away. What'd you do for a...
I know my friend said there's a lot of funny realtors out there.
Is that what you started doing?
No.
Okay.
I got it. No, that takes studying and
yeah,
math.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you got to take a test for that,
yeah,
don't you?
No. I got a job and I got that good unemployment.
Okay.
You know, when you're getting six from the feds and stuff, and then that ran out. And so I was still trying to get an employment, and I would go, like, purposely, you know, I go into a job unshaven, wearing shorts,
mm-hmm.
I got a Trump hat on and a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
You got it covered.
I went to UPS,
okay.
And I went like that, and the guy goes, do you have a resume or whatever? I go, it's UPS. No. And anyway, I got hired.
All right. Did you like it?
Yeah, so I'm still there a little bit.
Okay.
Till things open up and do more shows, but
okay.
It's been sort of fun.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about different culture. I work with a lot of people. Don't call them Indian. They are from Nepal, Kathmandu.
Okay. All right.
So they're
super cool people, and you won't believe what they love. They love Well, of course, they love the Dalai Lama.
Right.
Hello, Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Does that work when you say hello, Dolly?
Go ahead. Well, if I ever met him, I'd go, hello, Dolly. Looking swell, Dolly. But he probably wouldn't like that. But
you want to hear Craig do his Carol Channing, hello, Dolly? Here it is. Craig, do your Carol Channing, hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Go ahead. My boss loves that bit.
So anyway, they love two people because they played in their city.
Okay.
Only two rock and roll artists to ever play Kathmandu are okay. Bob Seger.
Right, right.
Where he wrote the song, right. You know what he's going to do, yeah. Going to Kathmandu.
Yeah. Right.
And they love Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah, really? What did Bryan Adams sing? Same
well, kind of like a knife, you know.
He's, okay. I know what he sings.
He sang his song, you know.
Everything
in the
I
summer
do,
of 69.
I do it for you.
I realize what he sings. I know what he sings, but why do they like Kathmandu? And they don't. And then because obviously Bob Seger sang that song, but why do they like Brian? Excuse me.
Because those are the only two artists.
Got it.
To play Kathmandu.
I did not know that. All right. Well, they're both good artists.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And yeah, and so they love Bob Seger so much, they like quote him. they quote him all the time because, like, I'm in Nebraska, and I go, "How did you guys get to Nebraska?" And they go, "You know, long lonesome highway, east of Omaha." You know? And I'm like, "What?" And like on we work New Year's Eve, right. And then had New Year's Day off, and I go, "Hey, you guys, have a good New Year." Mm-hmm. And they go, "You too, have good." And I go, "What are you going to do for New Year's?" And they go, "You know, backwood alley, trusty wood, working on our night move."
All right. Now, hey, don't blow your stuff for Sunday night now. At the
no, I'm not. I haven't even done this. I'm just telling you, it's hilarious to work there.
It sounds cool. Yeah.
It is so fun. You know, and I mean, you can't be mad at a guy that talks like that.
No,
you know?
No, and they're obviously happy to be employed, working, and living the American dream. Did you tell them you're a comedian? Do they know what that is? So they
they do because they know Russell Peters.
Got it. Yeah, he's pretty famous. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody going to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Are they into all manifestations of Bob Seger?
Well,
the Bob
sounds
Seger
like
system, he quoted the Silver Bullet Band, all
well,
of them.
It's weird what they like and what they know about American culture and what they don't know. You know,
if they saw one of your stand-up shows, would they get the comedy?
Yeah, I don't know. English is definitely their second language.
Got it. All
but,
right. All right.
Just laugh because other people are laughing.
So you're doing the whole show in English then this Sunday at the Looney Bin in Wichita, correct?
Yes, I am.
Who's with you? Who's with you, man?
Well, you mix in a little Sanskrit every once in a while? Just in case there's a Nepalese person in the audience?
I'm trying to sell
him. That's about my art style. I could do that.
Yeah, you could. You could pull it off.
I could. We have a great show. It's called Three Headliners. Butch Lord. One of my old friends and roommate from L.A. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him in 20 years. He's coming.
Okay.
Michael Baldwin.
Okay.
Who lives in Wichita from KC via New York and wherever.
Cool.
He's hilarious, and I'm going to be there. I'm hilarious, and we're gonna rock the place. It's Sunday night, only one night, April 11th.
That's just
the
Sunday.
The Looney Bin number is 316-618-4242. That's Wichita, part of the Todd and Tyler Radio M.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
T95.
And
have you guys been to Wichita ever?
We were there a bunch of times. Yeah, it's a great.
We've been to the Looney Bin.
Yeah,
we've been to Looney Bin. It's a great town. And we get wasted when we're down there.
I love the town. Yeah. Do you know the place downtown? It's a little hole in the wall that they put a potato in the thing and they pull it down. They got good. Huh?
No, I was just sorry. Don't worry about it.
The hamburger place. It's a hamburger place in Wichita. I ate there.
We've been downtown a bunch of times, but you know what? They just shuffle us to bar to bar to bar. We drink and we don't know where we're at. Yeah, so I have no idea where they take us. We always have a driver
Wichita,
there. Yeah.
If you go to Wichita, there's a sign that says Wichita, the clean air city.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when you're cruising by the rendering plant, it sure is. You see horse and cattle carcasses going down the conveyor belt, falling into nowhere land. You go, this is smell-alicious.
So did you say when you worked at the UPS this whole, I mean, the whole time?
Yeah.
Did you obviously stay safe? And you didn't get sick, did you?
No, I didn't get sick.
Good.
And you know, I wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know. So
oh yeah. Yeah, have to.
I don't listen to the large guy with the big orange head.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you would wear the mask. I get it.
Have you got a vaccine in here?
Yeah. Anything
yet? I did.
Good.
I did.
Yep.
Both of them.
Both or not? Both yet?
You know what? I got the one shot wonder.
Oh, okay.
One hit.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, because you worked at UPS. Yeah, yeah. They walk around and give you those at UPS then?
No. I went to a pharmacy.
Okay.
You know what? And I make a joke. I could. It'd be easy joke. But they charged me. And I go, hey, what? Isn't Uncle Joe paying for this?
Yeah.
And they go, it's administration fee, $20. You mean Becky filling out the papers, $20? Are you kidding me? and so they charged me $20 at USave.
They just plucked them. Well, you're in the middle of Nebraska, and you're probably getting the vaccine. We all of us are one. Well, Nick's actually completely vaccinated. He works at a place that gave it to him. But we, the rest of us, are one shot in. My second shot's tomorrow. So looking forward to that. I can't wait to see you in person.
I eat a lot of jalapenos and peppers. There ain't nothing going to my body. And you see all these people. You know, on Facebook and stuff, they go, you use me as no guinea pig.
Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, oh, shut up, Gilbert. You just did a big line of meth. I mean,
you are
the guinea pig.
Right. We had this discussion the other day.
You're drinking 10 Red Bulls a night. Yes.
Whether you're getting the vaccine or not, you're all part of the experiment.
Right, exactly.
Everybody is part of this experiment.
It's working.
Big experiment going on all over the world right now.
They actually have, what drives me crazy about this is that they have actually living, they went live to a nursing home last night, the local news, and the residents are all, they've herd immunity in the nursing home now because they're not still letting a lot of people in, and everybody there is vaccinated. Nobody's getting sick. That's because that's what happens when everybody gets vaccinated. Nobody gets sick.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see you in person, man. I know that we're not having anybody in the studio yet, but when you get to the funny bone, you got to stop in. Then,
well, maybe he can deliver us a package.
You know. But I am going to move back to Florida when this is over.
Oh, you are then? Okay, got it. All right.
Well, yeah, I know a congressman, and he needs some ecstasy, and
he gets you a date.
Well, they're 17, you know.
Sure. And you are going to have to pay for it, at least through Venmo.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I know. What a goofball.
You'll just
believe you.
Goofball. What? That sex trafficking goofball? That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gary Menke at Looney Bin Sunday night with a couple of his buddies, and we promise you that we know you know funny people, so I know those two guys are probably funny, and we know you're funny.
No, they're great. And it's a Looney Bin. You can get tickets at Looney. WichitaLooneyBin.com, and Looney doesn't have an E in it because they couldn't afford it.
All right.
So, Looney.
Okay.
One more thing.
Sure, Ben.
I'm going to be with your friend Heather Jones.
Oh, we love Heather. Yep.
Yeah. We're playing. You got to get what you get. Everything ain't back. So I'm playing. We're playing together next Friday night.
Yeah.
7 p.m. at Front Street Steakhouse.
Where?
In Crystal Palace Saloon in Ogallala, Nebraska.
Whoa, we got a friend lives in Ogallala.
Yeah, everybody lives out there.
Yeah. Well, let them know, because I'm going to be there. You got to mix it up, you know.
Right. Yeah, and Heather's funny. She really is. I like that joke.
I do, too.
All right,
thank you. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it, man.
I'll take care of yourself.
See you soon, man.
See you when I'm in Omaha. I'll be there this summer.
Take care, man.
Take care. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.
You've got to be careful out there in Ogallala. I know that place. And every night in front of the Front Street Steakhouse, somebody gets killed.
You mentioned that.
Somebody gets shot down.
Is that true, or are you just
every
throwing it out there?
Night. Every night. Every night.
It's like a gun battle?
Yeah.
It's the Wild West out there?
They schedule a gun battle at, I believe, 7 o'clock.
But it's a reenactment, but it's real bullets?
Yeah, I think so.
Got it.
I think they actually kill a guy.
That'll help the crowd.
Yeah, it will.
I'm pretty sure, you know, other than the lake, that's the biggest tourist attraction in Ogallala, Nebraska.
Oh, the duel to the nightly duel to the death?
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, Mankey's funny, man.
You know, I love when you go, potato, and he's like, what? What? Like, never mind.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeah. Not everybody's in on it.
So you could, yeah, you explain it. You're like, oh, you know, whenever somebody says potato, I got to say potato like this.
It was interesting to hear what part of the American culture the Nepalese have adopted.
Yeah. Sweet Nepalese.
Oh, you think he was telling the truth about that?
Yep. I do.
Yeah. I'm surprised
not so
that.
Much. I don't think they were quoting Night Moves.
Yeah. See, there.
I mean, east of
might
Omaha.
Might have been embellishing a little.
East of Omaha. Yeah, they might. That might come out, but I'm sure they're not quoting Night Moves.
I'm surprised he's kept that job walking around the UPS store doing that accent all the time.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A handwritten letter that Babe Ruth secretly wrote to a mistress behind the wife's back nearly 100 years ago just sold at auction. According to TMZ Sports, an undisclosed buyer spent over $200,000 on the letter at SCP Auctions, which was discovered years ago in the scrapbook of a Nell Wilson, Ruth's alleged woman on the side. He wrote, "Dear Nell, very sorry, but my wife jumped over on me without me knowing it. This is the first time she ever did that. She's watching me, so don't get mad, and I'll see you Monday night."
Right.
He continued, "The club is watching, so the only way I'll be able to see you all night is for you to stop in at the Aldine Hotel, and I can see you. Babe." After signing his name, Ruth wrote, "Nell, don't call me up."
Don't call the house, she's here?
Yeah, I guess.
I love that, man. Sorry about the syphilis. You throw that in there?
No, didn't mention that.
All right. Oh, babe.
Yeah, we got it from her.
How much did that cost? How much did it sell for?
That sold for just over $200,000.
Okay, that sold for more than George Washington's hair.
Yeah.
It's the baseball memorabilia. A lot more.
That's insane. Yeah.
Now, his wife at the time, he had married her in 1914, when he was 19, a waitress he met at a coffee shop during his rookie season with the Red Sox. They were devout Catholics, so divorce was not an option.
Yep.
However, screwing around on her is.
Well, yeah.
You heard that for years. That
does not involve divorce.
Yeah, there's been a lot of famous people that divorce was not an option because of the Catholic Church, but did just lived their own lives, right?
Now, back in 04, this sold for just $86,000. Now it's over $200,000.
I love that.
Nell? Is that her name?
Yeah.
The mistress?
N-E-L-L.
He left the paper trail, too, man. That's a problem with that.
Well, but then you had no choice.
There's no texting, right?
No.
You up, you up. Yeah, there was no you. Maybe a you up note.
Right. I did deliver it.
A you up note.
Wonder if she was hot. Like, a lot of women for the 20s and stuff, they just have that, like, that haircut and the look, the pictures. None of them really look that attractive.
Well,
it's all in context.
Yeah,
though.
It is. Yeah. Some have pretty faces, but the body type was not what we're used to these days. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and the clothes were all, like, frumpy.
They were frumpy. Flapper pants. I guess you pull it all off, though. They're naked, and they're, you know.
Yeah.
You'd be all over that.
There's that.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth. The club was watching him.
Well, yeah, they were. Because he was a He was an idiot.
Yeah.
Just a big oaf.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, he drinking, partying all the time. Right, he didn't even get out there and hit a few.
And he did hit a few still.
Yeah, still he did.
Yeah.
But crazy. First and foremost, he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was. A great
he
pitcher.
He was a good pitcher before they figured out he could hit the ball out of the yard.
Right.
Surprising that never came up before he was, like, with the Yankees. Or did he hit with the Red Sox, too?
No, I don't think he started hitting until he went to the Red Sox.
No, I think you're right. Oh, to the Yankees, you mean. Not really sure exactly, but you're right. He became the best hitter ever.
Do you think that would have, like, popped up somewhere before then? If he's hanging out on the baseball field all the time, he'd be like, hey, check this out. I can just launch a baseball.
Yeah, well, it was still back in one of those days where pitchers were still just pitchers, you know, they didn't really worry about it.
Well, who's the modern-day Babe Ruth? Got a place for
Anaheim. They don't let him bat much.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, they don't let him bat much. They don't want him getting hurt.
I think they're opening it up a little more, though.
Yeah.
They're going to let him hit and pitch.
But he wants to bat when he's not pitching.
Yeah.
And they don't want that.
He'll be like a DH days when he's not. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he wants to, and they're saying, nah, we pay you too much to pitch.
LeBron James' Spring Hill Company is reviving a hip-hop classic from over 30 years ago. Deadline reported that he's going to serve as producer in the revived reboot of the film House Party, the old Kid and Play movie.
I thought that was Kid and Play, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to redo that.
People have been clamoring for that for years.
They have. Yeah, I wanted House Party. There had to be House Party 2.
There was.
There was, okay. We met Kid. He's a good dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did a couple shows with
him. Did you do? Yeah.
So they're redoing that, I guess. Yeah.
The ladies love him.
Yep.
He's not still rocking the high top fade, though, was he?
No, not when he's in the studio. No, his hair cut down.
That's too bad.
Roger played basketball against a kid about 3 or 4 years ago that had that look, that hair. And he was a fairly decent sized kid anyway. And then with that, you never knew how tall he was.
Yeah.
Because it was a solid wall of hair going up, you know?
Kid was rocking a pretty tall, high-top fade back in that day.
Way high, yeah.
If he tried
eraser,
that now,
like a tall eraser, it looked like.
Yeah, if he tried that now, it would start a lot further back on his forehead.
Yeah. Oh, probably true. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the studio years
ago. I just recall him emitting a lot of body odor.
Yeah, that's what I recall,
too. I remember that, too, but I didn't want to get into that. Like,
farts?
No. I think he came in there without his deodorant.
Just the B.O. Just that B.O. stank.
I know, but I just got to... I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt that morning he forgot to do something and started stanking.
Yeah, but I do remember that, too.
Yeah.
Every time I see him on TV to this day, which is very rare, I go, oh, that's right. He stunk like a stone bitch. Yeah,
well, I have no recollection of that.
Memory and smell.
You know, no, he did.
They're close associations.
I'm not doubting you. I just have no memory
of
that.
A bunch of ass in here wouldn't bother me. Right. We do that every damn day.
You must not have gotten close to him.
You mean, like, sit beside him like I did with all the other
Craig
comedians?
Yeah, Craig was closer than we were.
Yeah.
Same building, same room. I mean, different building, same room.
Maybe I had COVID at the
time. You might have had COVID at the time and no sense of smell.
What, 10, 15 years ago?
You were patient 000.
Yeah, he had COVID 4.
Well, and then you get up after the show to pose for a picture, and he stands in the middle and puts his arms up on both of you.
No, I'm with Todd, though. I remember I smelled him from across the table.
Yeah.
Sorry about that kid, if that gets out. He was a really cool dude.
Yeah,
he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but unfortunately, that's the most memorable thing to me.
He forgot his secret that morning, you know?
Secret. Secret. Not right guard.
Well, he should.
It works if you run out.
Some people are just stinky, and they should know it. Like you or I could probably
clap your hands.
Yeah.
Clap your hands, but keep your arms down, please.
We could go for a week without showering and not smell like that.
Well, I use deodorant.
Just have that.
I use deodorant.
Well, I don't.
I know you don't.
Because I'm naturally not stinky.
Tell yourself that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.